where do you stand on the Seafield sewage smell? For those of you who don't or didn't smell it, beginning of March, there was another incident which the operators have put their hands up and said yes, it was our fault. But I think by what the meaning of this is, what would you be your position if a similar incident happened in the future? Is that what that means?
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Sorry, start with somebody. Go
on. Report it. The first thing you should do is report it. If you smell it, report it, because that's the only way that the council officers who are monitoring the performance of the plant can actually gauge the impact of whether the odour improvement abatement plan that they've put in place is working. Because they're at stage A of a process which, if they actually went through all the stages, would fully cover the plant, and that's what Leith Links Residents Association are looking for. And it's actually a stance that I supported in council committee, and unfortunately only received support from Green councillors on that particular issue, because I believe that as Leith Links Residents Association do, the plant should be fully covered, and the recent experience or the way it operates is evidence that that's what should be done.
Chaz?
The question was, what would we do about the Seafield stink?
If there was another out...
As far as I understand it, there is another outburst. There was another outburst, what they call an odour event, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
There was one only, was it last week or the week before? So it seems pretty clear to me that their plan A is not working, and we need to revisit options to ensure that the odour problem is contained. I've already written to... get the guy's name, Andrew Mackey from Environmental Health and the Council, who I understand is leaning on a report on this to make it clear. I've had feedback from a number of people in the Leith Links area who say the problem has not been contained, the existing round of investment is not sufficient, we need to ensure that the odour problem is contained. And that's the fairly universal view, I think, of people living close to Seafield. I was involved in the campaign in 2007 when there was a major release of sewage to ensure that there is some investment in Seafield in order to solve the odour problem. I've been dealing with both Veolia and Scottish Water at that plant over the issue of the wind turbine, so I know they're a slippery lot, but I think it's essential that we tie them down and get the investment that's needed, because some of the residents have been prisoners in their own homes, and that is absolutely unacceptable. That has to come to an end.
Great. Marjorie?
Yes, to see that this incident in March is disappointing is putting it mildly, after a £20 million investment, which I certainly supported. This was always the case, that if this was proved over the monitoring period not to work, that it would be highly likely that we'd move on to the next stage of the next stage of the plan, and it may well be that this is where we have to go. The fault was obviously with Scottish Water. You would have thought that this would have been resolved. It's not, and I think that the council are now. I certainly know from my inquiries this afternoon that they take it very seriously, and statutory notices will be served if there are any further breaches. But that's not the point. The point is we all in good faith assumed that this £20 million would cover it, and it would resolve 97% of the problems. Now, I think everybody would agree that we have had certainly less smells, weather conditions are not, but we don't need to know about weather conditions. The thing should work regardless of weather conditions. So I think unless there's some change of heart, there will be a change of procedures, I think, from the council point of view and from the...
Thanks. Adam?
I do think there's an awful lot more to say. The odour improvement plan, as Marjorie sort of highlighted, was a massive investment to try and tackle the problem, and up until last 2 weeks ago, everyone assumed it was tackling the problem. So the plan may have to be revisited, it may have to be tweaked, And if there's another one, then I think we would all agree that the statutory notice has to be issued.
And will be.
And that tough action has to be followed.
Thank you. Nicola?
Yeah, well, I think after so many years in Scottish law, hasn't fixed it, I should learn to fix it and start doing a legal action, keep it taken by the council.
Great. And finally, Rob.
Yeah, I think most of the other contributors have covered it. I mean, obviously, I'm a local resident. I've suffered the smells when they descend upon the community myself, and they're not pleasant. Like everybody else, I think until very recently, we thought the odour improvement plan appeared to be working. We're in the monitoring period, which ends early summer, and a report will go to the new council on the monitoring period, and there'll be recommendations in that. I got a clear feeling from the stakeholder meeting that all three councillors attend, along with the local NSPs and local community representatives last week, that the council take this recent odour event, if you want to call it that, stink is what it was, very, very seriously. And I think, you know, it's been said before, I think a statutory notice of odour nuisance would be served if there's another breach. And I think it's almost, well, it's 100% certain that Scottish Water will have to spend more money on other parts of the plant to ensure that we don't have the kind of odour emissions that we had there early in March.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, chip in then, that's why the notice hasn't been served now. You don't know, you spend all this money, why aren't you serving the notice now?
Well, the impression I got, and the others that were present at the meeting can chip in, is that we were very close to serving that notice, but because the odour was... because steps were being taken and the odour was diminishing, that wasn't proceeded with. Now, cast your mind back to the last time the council served a nuisance order on Seafield. We ended up at Loggerheads, ended up in the court. And the result of that was the council was told, and Scottish Water were told, go away and sort this out. And that's what led to the odour improvement plan. So it can, we can do it. And the impression I got from Dr. Mackey is that it's pretty certain if there was another incident like the one in March, that would happen.
It was also quite clear that the scientific advisor to the council, Dr. Mackey, who Rob's referring to there, came quite close to serving that notice. However, he felt that SEPA were going to serve that notice, and SEPA backed away, and it actually, in my view, proved how toothless and gutless they were over this particular issue. However, Dr. Mackey signalled throughout the meeting by his close questioning of Scottish Water that it will certainly form a key part of his report recommendations, which will go to a council committee in June. So no matter who comes back for the council in June, they've got to take cognizance of that report, because it deals with the matter in a way that we should be dealing with it. And Leith councillors will have to be aware of that report when it comes back to committee.
Yeah, my impression certainly was, speaking to people today, that if there's the slightest thing again, they won't hesitate. I think, I'm not sure, maybe they made the right decision then, maybe they, you know, in March, perhaps they ought to have done. But I think they were maybe playing it safe.
Thank you. And I was at the meeting as well, and that's the impression I got as well, that if there is some other incident, that they will do something, and I'm not standing for elections.